Crunch.
Lol. Okay, do you want to introduce again?
We're eating, but well, it's lunchtime. That's disgusting. Welcome to our podcast, The Kids in the Car, episode 3, but it's our second one because we're special. We're the less civilized people, aka the more funny people, aka the more awesome people.
Aka the better people.
Yeah.
Alright.
And there's a fly in the window. That's lovely. He's gonna kill me. Nice. So okay. Today we'll be doing some useless jobs because you know what? We have nothing better to do. Our job's pretty useless.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have one.
Okay.
Okay,
off we go, Tammy.
Alright. Lifeguard at the swimming pool at the Olympics.
I needed to think
it's
about
the
this
world's best swimmers at the Olympics. They don't need a lifeguard.
They can save themselves. Like, they've been swimming for, like, I don't know, 10 years or something at Olympic level. And they can save themselves, I'm pretty sure.
Well, maybe they just need, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. Okay.
If a toddler walks in and goes, like, and, like, falls into the pool or something, like, right?
Probably what happened.
It took a while for me to realize that this job was useless. Like, I was so confused at the beginning. But that's okay.
Okay.
I think it's not useless, but I don't have any reasons to back me up, so. I'm just going to put my mic
there. Okay, that's just...
Mic drop.
Professional.
Mic flop.
Okay. the next job is professional paint drying watcher. So you just watch the paint dry. You, like, wipe the paint, and then you watch it dry, and wait for it to dry, and you time it.
Yeah.
That would really, like, boring. But you could do other
But
stuff
maybe you're also in charge of, like, making sure that flies don't get stuck in the paint.
True.
Mmm. Very important.
Yeah, that would be sad. If you're, like, making a new house and you want to, like,
and then
get
there's
some
there's...
And a fly in the middle of the wall.
No, like, you leave the house and then you come back and there were, like, flies stuck to the wall and you'd be like, what?
Yeah. No. What happens is, like, there's some sort of, like, I don't know, maybe someone put, like, a dot of juice or something on the wall. And then suddenly a lot of stuff stealing my food. Flies come and attach themselves to the wall. And there's just like this, all these like, there's hundreds of flies just around.
And then you have to repaint it probably. Cause
no, you have to get the, how do you get the fly out of the paint?
You scrape them off or something.
Yeah. That'd be gross. I'm not doing that.
Its legs gonna be stuck in the wall.
There's really little bumps in the wall.
Yeah.
Great, we can paint over them and pretend.
Mm. Next one.
Okay. More Santa Claus in Jerusalem. Because everyone's like Christian there, right?
Christianity. How do
you spell it?
Oh, more.
Okay. M-A-L-L. We're not like
more. Yeah, I know. That's what I was like, what? Like, you know, isn't like M-A-U-L more?
Mm-hmm.
More. I'm going to eat a lemon after this so you guys can see my reaction.
Here.
See?
Here.
Yeah, you can see it through Spotify or whatever. Although, I don't know.
Or
Anchor
or something, whatever.
Isn't it here? Not see?
No, you can see it.
Alright, over.
You can see the sound. Wait, see the sound. You can see the sound. Wait, I'm reaching.
Okay. Restroom attendant.
What's a restroom attendant?
Oh, wait, I'll switch to that. Okay, so. It's a bathroom attendant, a restroom attendant, toilet attendant, or washroom attendant. Is a cleaner for a public toilet. They maintain and clean the facilities, ensuring that toilet paper, soap, paper towels, and other necessary items are kept stocked.
I would never have guessed that a restroom attendant attends the restroom and keeps it in shape. I did. Wow. Oh.
Stop
the mic is
that was your fault.
No.
There's so many names for a bathroom, like washroom.
Restroom,
toilet.
I know, you call it the... You say, I'm going to the toilet. You don't say, I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're going to shower, then... Oh, no, but you say, okay, whatever.
I'm not going
you
to
say
the shower.
I want to eat a lemon, guy. Here's my reaction.
Should we video it?
Oh, it's fine.
Whoa, come on. That was a time.
She ate, like, a dot of it. Wow.
Ow!
Man. Number four.
That was a great reaction.
Number four?
No.
You guys keep going. I'm gonna go.
All right, bye.
I'm not gonna leave. I'm just gonna.
Okay, so next one is a doorman. The next useless job is a doorman.
I mean, doormans are useful in movies, you know? The evil guy who opens the doors and shuts them on you and you die.
Okay. The lemon has made you go crazy.
No, I'm going mentally insane. I want some salt. Can I have some salt?
She's not giving me any salt. She's
give me the salt face. Packet. Here's a food review on salt, guys. Okay. Salt, I'm doing it. Let me try
it
first.
Can you just give me some? I'm hungry.
Okay, let me try it.
Anyway, doorman.
Let me try the salt. Let me try the salt.
Whip, whip.
Salty. Salty. Extremely salty. This is,
could have done less salt.
My kidneys are gonna die. Yeah. It could have been a little less salty, but besides the salt, it's pretty good. Besides the salt being salty, don't do that. Why would you? My kidneys are gonna die.
Well, doorman, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, but talking about doormans.
It'll be pretty, like, what? You're just standing there all day.
Door, stand there. Opening door, close door, maybe open door, say,
oh,
hi, your room is this. I don't know.
Like, should we do a food review?
Yeah, we'll do it next time.
Okay. Sure. After this one, and after our other stuff planned, which is why you should stick to the end, because we'll be doing a food review. So, stick to the end.
Okay. Next one, pet psychologist. Your pets can't talk, I don't know.
I can just imagine someone staring to a dog being like, tell me your problems. What is wrong?
Guys, you have to see Mel's face when she was saying that. She's like rubbing her eyebrow.
No, it's called... Wait, what is this? Thinking. Using my brain.
Going to Mel, you rub your eyebrow when you're thinking.
No, I wasn't rubbing it. I was like kind of pushing it. Because I feel like when... No, this is what I think like when you're there, but... Like no, I'm just like I'm pushing up.
Pushing her eyebrow up.
Like push, yeah, like a facelift.
Yeah, that's how facelifts work, right? Huh. Okay.
Next one.
Weatherman in San Diego.
How is that useless?
So apparently San Diego.
Is it in India or something?
America.
Oh, okay.
If you know where it is, tell me. It has the most consistent weather. Always between 13 and 22 degrees Celsius.
No, Sandy. San Diego. Sandy Ego. Sandy Ego. Sandy Ego! Like Sandy and like Ego. Sandy Ego!
Can you shush? It's a city in the U.S. state of California on the coast of the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, it's not India.
Is California a country?
No!
Okay. No, man.
Jeez, your geography is terrible.
Wait, does that mean... Wait, America's a country or continent? America's...
USA is a country.
Wait,
America isn't a continent. There's North America and there's a South America.
You know what? America's a place.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll just go with that.
It's a thing.
So it has the most consistent weather. So the weatherman can just, like, re-record himself and be like... It's gonna be sunny!
I apologize if my voice is too loud because I was literally like eating the mic.
Hello. Okay.
But like still, if there's like a tornado gonna happen.
That's unlikely.
Yeah, they have
might as well be there.
Safe, Tammy! Ah! It's fine, guys, don't worry. We're all sane. Next one! We're all here eating lemon, salt, and fish and chips. Which one's the most sane? The person eating the salt, obviously. Okay, next one.
Elevator operator. It sounds nice though.
Elevator operator.
What do you think? I'm a professional elevator operator.
But I guess COVID, so everyone can.
Yeah, but it's an extra person in the elevator.
True. Yeah, but you're only allowed to have like two people in the elevator anyway.
So only one person we already get in. But then maybe it's like a elevator operator that's like new on the job, so he has to have someone standing next to him telling him which button to press. No one will be able to get into the elevator. And yeah. That's a pretty easy job.
Why don't you just walk up the stairs?
I'm wondering what their training place looks like.
They just have like 20 fake elevators and then
We were like somewhere, I don't know, I forgot where we were, but there was like this fake plane.
Ooh.
And it was where like they practice and stuff, and they would have like people, like the people there would like sit on the chairs and pretend to be passengers, and you'd have to like, Anyway.
Don't steal my salt.
I like salt.
This lemon tastes salty.
That's a problem.
I know.
I put it in salt. Rubbed it in salt a few times.
Well. Okay.
Ah! She ate the lemon again.
When people like first started using elevators, they were the confused. They were like, wait, I have to press the 2 button and then the close button. Wait, why is it moving?
I'm sorry, I just fell.
Yeah. And the elevator's operating there, so go, calm down, chill, lady. Beep, beep. Yeah.
The beep, 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 beep. Riddle about the thing was short.
Oh, yeah. The one was like the person that goes to walk every morning. No, they live on the 10th story. Goes to walk every morning on the first story. They go down there every morning using the elevator the whole way. But in the afternoon when he comes back to his house, he goes in the elevator, but he only goes until the 7th story and then walks the rest of the way because he's too short to reach the 10 button.
But how do you know that? Maybe there was someone who he hated who always got on the elevator on the 9th floor, so he didn't like that.
Yeah, but he could have gotten off on the 8th floor then.
Well, maybe he got off on the 8th floor.
Like, he could have on the
7th floor. No, as in like, the guy on the 8th floor. And he didn't like him.
Weird. So he could just say elevator floor, press the close button.
That's rude, though. And you don't want to be rude. But he would never know that he was on the elevator, right?
Yeah.
Right. So.
Because he must have been on the elevator so many times to know that this guy always goes.
There's a bee. No, that's not a bee. It's twice.
And then that guy was there. So.
Okay. Next one.
And last one.
It's the last one.
No. Oh, yeah, it is. No, there's more here though.
No, we can do the next topic. Okay.
So, a subway pusher.
What is that?
You basically, you just like try and fit
the subway.
You push people into a train so the doors can close. So you try to fit like twice the many people that's supposed to be in a train. So wait, I'll show you a picture.
Get it? They can't see the picture. You guys can hear it. Hey, you can hear the picture.
Anyway, you just push people onto a train.
Oh.
And so you gotta shove them on so there's enough space for the doors to close.
Okay,
so. Because otherwise the doors can't even close.
Okay, so the pictures here are basically like people who are halfway in the door and then people like pushing them
people
into
in uniforms.
And they're also people pushing the door shut on them. I mean, isn't that kind of painful?
It's because it's so crowded. Well, if you really don't want to do it,
you just don't take the subway. I've never been on subway. Anyway, next thing, what are we doing next? We're doing theories. But why don't we just do let's do ask questions. One of us gives an answer and the other one gives the real answer, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll be the second person.
Okay.
So you give the good answer.
Alright, okay, Beth, ask us a question.
What? These people have no idea what they're in for. Becca, ask us a question that you're curious about. You might want to search it up to make sure your answer is accurate.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Okay. Well, do you like Google versus my brain?
Okay, Google versus your brain.
Who is more trustworthy?
Why are giraffes' necks long?
You start, Tammy.
Sorry, okay. 1 second. Let me phone in a friend.
Oh, this has something to do with the moon, I bet. Wait, I need to follow my theory.
We are totally prepared.
Okay. It is. So it can reach the leaves up there, that's why.
Seriously?
I know. It's such a boring
answer.
No, come on, get us something better.
Maybe it was like, I don't know.
My reason was that the giraffe used to have a short neck, right? But then people discovered that his neck was elastic, right? So they would pull him up and down like a elastic band. And eventually he got so stretchy that it became long. And the moon's gravity pulled the neck upwards.
Okay. The moon's gravity?
The moon has gravity.
That's obviously so much stronger than the Earth's gravity.
Wait. Yeah, is that why waves go?
Yeah, but isn't the Earth's gravity stronger than like the moon's gravity? That's why you can jump higher on the moon?
No.
What? Don't question the expert.
Okay, anyway, next one.
Next one?
Yes.
Me, next one. She's the one asking the questions.
Okay? Oh, yeah. I'm not talking to you. tapping back and just heavily breathing.
You don't have to look at my screen yet.
Why do we have the same genetics as a banana?
What?
No, we don't.
How many percentage to it? Oh, which fruit was it?
Because
we have the same, like, I don't know. Wait, I'll search it up.
What do you mean we have the same genetics as a banana?
How much do
you... How many?
Do you can you shush?
Thing.
Do we share with a banana? That's the first one. 50%.
Okay, why are we 50% percent bananas?
Okay, I think it's because...
Oh, wait, hang on. You do the actual answer.
Okay, I'll do the
actual.
As in, like, okay, I'll do this answer.
Yep, just wait.
Okay. Why do we share 50% of our DNA with a banana? Nice. Okay. We do, in fact, share about 50% of our genes with plants, including bananas. Well, rather surprisingly, genes, the regions of our DNA that code for proteins only make up about 2% of your DNA. So sharing 50% of our genes with bananas means we only actually share 1% of our DNA with them, not 50. What?
Wait a minute.
Wait, in fact,
can I vote Becca, please?
Genes and the reasons are close to protein only make up 2%. What the heck?
Alright. So.
That's my answer! We don't!
Oh.
Is this a trustworthy way?
The answer is that we only share 1% of our DNA with bananas. So nice, guys.
Alright, my answer is it's because humans, we evolved from monkeys and monkeys eat bananas and they ate them so much they became like a part of themselves.
That would make sense actually. Oh my
mind. So like you eat it so much and it just becomes like part of your body.
I really said this joke, but I'm gonna say it again. Mic drop. More like mic flop.
Why is it a flop?
Because it's not like a heavy, so it goes woo doo wee woo. I've lost my mic.
Yeah, that lemon has gave you a sugar rush.
Next question.
She's not giving me any lemonade. She's so mean.
Why?
Give it Becca, not
my question, her. Why is Becca not sharing her lemonade? Don't spit it, okay?
Because it's mine and she got
Okay. We have to guess why.
I don't get any lemonade.
Let's make a debate. Why should Becca give her lemonade to Tammy?
Yes.
Tammy, your reasoning. Hold the mic so we know yours.
I had to share half of my drink with someone else.
Hold it.
And I didn't get to drink my whole drink. So you should have to share some too. You shouldn't be able to get
okay,
drink.
So.
And I didn't get any lemonade.
Time! So. Becca, your case.
So you got a different drink. So you got to choose. And plus, whoever sure shared with you is going to share with you later because that person's going to get their meal later. But right now, no. So you'll get your equal share later. So
you can vote who should get the lemonade even though the can will be finished by then. But, you know, send us voicemail. Okay,
but still. She didn't give me any of her meal before. She should give me some of the lemonade at least.
Okay, this is probably getting off track.
You stole from me.
But let's
you didn't ask him any of mine,
okay.
So.
Okay, chill. We'll have a new debate. Okay, what's very controversial?
I'll switch it up.
Yeah, things to debate about. Because okay. We love debating, you know, arguments. It's a part of us. Plastic surgery.
Wait, what?
I don't know half of these words.
Oh, there's like boring stuff.
You know what? Do you guys like mayo? Mayonnaise.
Depends.
Mayonnaise is amazing. Who are better teachers? Why me?
You're not even a teacher.
I am the greatest teacher.
What do you teach?
Oh, yeah, 30 funny. Because we're funny.
Are
we? Guys?
Was that
funny?
A joke?
See, look at us.
Okay. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, the chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, the chicken.
God created the chicken, he created the egg.
God
doesn't lay eggs, people.
Oh, okay. So that's also
sorry,
right.
God doesn't lay eggs.
Our one, my one, I saw it on the internet. So the chicken was not always a chicken. You see, it must have evolved. So once upon a time, the chicken might have been called something that was not a chicken. It was, but it was like a chicken, but it was called like a
brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus.
No.
It evolved, which means that the chicken would have come first. Wait, yeah, Yeah, the chicken came first.
No.
The chicken would have evolved.
No, but then the eggs came first because there were dinosaur eggs before there were chickens.
Yeah, but the dinosaur eggs weren't chicken eggs.
That doesn't matter. It's the egg.
God still created the chickens first, so.
Yeah, he doesn't lay eggs.
Alright. Homework should be banned. Agree or disagree?
Wait, you know, agree. period.
He's closed.
Mouth is an important subject to learn.
Wait, which one?
Why in the world?
Why did you skip to, like, the third last one?
It's fine, we're going. Okay. Why do we need to know how far Jenny can run in 2 hours? Jenny can walk for all I care. No one cares if she's running at 10 kilometers an hour.
By the way, we have nothing against people named Jenny, just saying.
Yeah, but like, what about...
No, we love all the Jennys out there. Not discriminating against you.
It doesn't matter if, like, Katie can run faster than Matthew. Because what? And it doesn't matter when she laps him, because she'll lap him.
Not discriminating between Katie's and Matthew's.
And why
we're
do you need...
We're getting off track now.
Right. Stop your rant now.
And then, but we have calculators.
Yeah, true.
Why do I need to work out what 256 times 6 is when I have a calculator? Anyway, next time.
I have a really good math question.
And English is more important.
No.
Because you can't speak math, but you can speak English.
No, I have a really important math question. If Bob has 7 apples, and if Jane has 17 apples... will Bob get a cold from eating all the apples if he is standing on his head in the rain?
Wait, I have impossible questions for you guys to answer. Whoever answers correctly wins.
Okay.
What's your favourite colour of the alphabet, true or false?
What?
What's your favourite colour of the alphabet, true or false?
True. True or false?
Wait, let's play a game. Wrong answers only, okay?
Alright.
So I've asked an answer, only wrong answers. Okay. How are you doing today?
Bad.
That's
false.
An answer. You know, it has to be something like, so if you say,
like,
how are you
that's
going
right.
To, no, if you're saying, how are you going to go, you go like, purple rhinoceros. Rhinoceroses. You know, something like that. So, we'll try again. What's your favourite colour?
Can you stop it?
False.
But it has to be fast, like instant.
False.
No, okay, see, like, can you ask me one? See, look, I'm the expert at this.
Right. How tall are you?
The brown couch is the rhinoceros.
Okay.
If you see what I'm talking about, you have to keep one in your mind.
Okay.
Who are you?
False.
With nose. Okay. This is funny, I'm falling all over the place. Okay, compose. I wonder if there's something else we can do. We're going really off track, but that's okay. Let's sing lyrics to a song which we know, but you can't sing it. See, you have to, like, say it.
No, let
me do this first. Okay. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Yes. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Whole tree.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Thank you. I can't clap because I'm holding the mic.
I'm holding it forward. Don't do that. The mic's going to, like,
I'm sorry, guys. Okay, where were we? Funny, debatable topics. Summer's better than winter. Agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Winter's better.
Done. Yeah.
I mean, in Australia, it doesn't really matter because winter's just as hot.
Would you like to live forever? Not really.
Yeah, because then you have to experience all the bad stuff.
Yeah, because then you'll see, like, your kids die, and you're like, kids die, and everyone dies. That's just your life.
Smartphones make us stupid. Agree or disagree? No one cares what? If we're stupid. We have the answers to life through Google.
All right, what's the next piece of
No news? One should ever tell a lie. Agree or disagree? I mean, some people... it could be like one of those white lies. Like, if you really think that they look stupid and they ask you, do I look stupid? You don't say, yes, you do, because
if your boss, if your friend asks you that, you could say, if your boss asks you that, well.
The boss, you look as dumb could be. Anyway, it depends. If it depends, there's always some situation. Like, if it was like, lie or die. I don't know that rhymes. What's the best pizza topping? Cheese.
Pineapples. Oh, yeah, cheese.
Cheese. You can't have pizza without cheese.
Yeah, wait, is cheese pizza topping? Yeah, it must be, because I know there's like some, like the vegan people, if they have pizza, obviously they can't have cheese.
They can't have wait.
Clowns are scary, agree or disagree?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes.
I've seen one.
Candy should be given as a reward in class.
What is it? Yeah.
But not just a reward.
This is American
punishment.
Candy.
They should. Oh yeah, candy. Are bad words bad? This is very like what? Like you could you say like
why
you're
are they named bad words?
No, but like
good words good.
But they have actual meanings, and they must have like in the if you say it, that kind of doesn't make sense, and I don't know why it's offensive. But if you say like an alternative, then it's not offensive.
Poop.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you say your poop, that's not as bad as saying. Or if you say poop, that's not as bad as saying the other one. All right.
Anyway,
also, you could like make any word bad. You're a cup, Tammy.
You're a ploppy.
Well, you're a book.
Excuse me?
Did you just call me book?
Yeah, I know. And you look like a bag today.
You look like a window.
Oh, she did not. Anyway,
you painted brick.
This is you potato spud.
No, cash potatoes aren't cool. Sofa slugs are.
Anyway, we have this thing when we pretend that everyone's name is swear word, but it doesn't matter.
Like, right.
Okay. Oh, I already did that one. Students should be paid to go to school. Yes.
Okay. Then I'll be earning a lot of money.
Which is better, tap water or bottled water? Tap water. Because bottled water's a rip-off.
It's so expensive.
I bet it's not actually spring water. It's just like they fill a bottle with tap and they're like, $100 for the best, finest water.
They probably like just boil tap water or something.
Yeah, I know. People do that. And some people, they're like, I refuse to eat it.
It's like
I
$4
will
bucks
die.
For a bottle.
No.
And honestly, they don't taste very different. But I know when we went to Malaysia, we had to like buy bottled water or stuff because the water there was like not drinkable.
Oh yeah, I remember I drank some watermelon like juice kind of thing, but there was ice in it and I wasn't allowed to eat the ice.
Yeah. And Malaysia, you can't, because we had like apple juice or something. But also, off track, the apple juice in Malaysia are like, it's like green because they're like literally squashed green apples and then they blend it with ice. That's the apple juice there, so do not get deceived.
Oh, I remember in Malaysia we had milk, but it wasn't actual milk. It was like the powdered milk. Powdered milk. It tastes so bad.
It's so good.
What do you mean it's powdered milk?
It tastes so bad.
Oh, dehydrated water.
Wait, guys.
Oh yeah, what's that, guys?
Do you guys like the milk that goes in the fridge, like that full cream milk? Or the other full cream?
I like the see-through one. The one that's like really cold.
It's like not a cardboard.
I think the
non-long life.
I think that one's probably the best. But I don't like soy milk or almond milk or cheese milk.
Soy
milk.
How do you milk and almond?
Soy milk.
Almond juice.
I'm pretty sure they like blend all these things together and then
blend the almonds. With something, watched a video, and then they like squeeze it all out. Stop.
Aliens may be living among us. Agree or disagree? I think we're aliens.
You're an alien.
Like no, if a cat was to look at us, we're walking. Cats like don't like on two feet.
Maybe
the cats
the animals
are the
aliens. Okay, search up the definition of an alien.
No one cares.
Come on.
Children shouldn't be allowed cell phones until they're over 18. What if they get kidnapped and then you're like, I can't call the police, so I'm just gonna go with it and wait until I'm 18, then I'm gonna call the cops.
Yeah.
I think they're necessary.
McDonald's is the best fast food restaurant.
Nah. I don't know.
I mean, it's good, but KFC's pretty close to perfection.
And Hungry Jack's is so much cheaper.
Hungry Jack's!
Not sponsored.
Hungry Jack's is so much Macca's prices are going up so much, guys.
But
it's still good.
The closest Hungry Jack's is probably like 15 minutes away.
Tell you.
15 minutes away.
Okay.
I mean, what? Yeah, it's in California. What?
No, we live in California.
Yeah, we live in the Atlanta.
Atlantis.
Hey.
Why are you giving me the
application? They know that we're aliens. We're gonna bleep this out.
Okay.
No, actually, don't go searching first. You're probably gonna die. Which is a better dessert, cake or ice cream? Cake.
Ice cream.
Oh, wait, no, both. Ice cream cake.
Boom. Ice cream cake is legit just ice cream though.
Playing video games is bad for health.
It's nice.
Okay. You just said video games is bad for health. Okay, health. Okay, I did something on this. Okay. I kind of researched, and by researching, I mean I just made up.
Playing video games?
I just made up, yes. That count, right? Anyway, I did some. I had
Stop
to.
That. Touched my screen.
I have to debate about it, right? One of my reasons was, you know, those car simulators that teach you how to drive. Like, you know, Ooh. If you go to the movies and sometimes they have those little cars there, and you like, it has the brake pedals and those. What are they called?
Lever thingies.
Yeah, and also the other thing it does, it teaches you how to. Body smash a person if you ever need to, because that's
right.
You also
totally.
Learn how to like shoot people,
yeah,
and kill people,
and
they, like yeah, because you.
But I mean, I don't usually play video games.
Yeah, me neither.
So
maybe.
I mean, Wii teaches you archery and bowling and other stuff. Anyway, wait, let me blow my nose. Should teachers have to wear a school uniform?
Nah.
Yes.
What do you mean to them?
If we have to, you should suffer the same. And then they'll feel our pain. Because equality, guys.
Mm.
Teacher equality. We should not base the teachers our favorite teacher on what they wear, but who they are.
Whoa. So inspirational.
No, because like... Yeah, just, they should wear
that. Can you stop touching my screen? I don't like that. Look, you made me die.
I didn't make you die. You died.
But I didn't want to do that.
Okay, next one.
Stop playing games.
I'm not.
Would you rather be good at sports or good at exams?
I'm good at both.
Good both.
Really? Wow.
I think it's probably better, like, you're not excelling at one, but you're good at everything. That's probably the best person. Like
but that's
you're
not
well
you,
rounded.
So it's not
yeah,
saying
I know.
You're the best
but
person.
No, but, like, well-rounded. That's probably what I'd rather be.
Depends on what you want to do for
humans
a
are the most dangerous animals in people. Agreed.
No.
Agreed.
We have the guns.
Oh, true, yeah.
Like, sure, they may be able to bite our heads off, but we kill them first. And that's why they're all scared of us.
Oh, yeah, we watched the David Attenborough thing, and it was, like, kind of sad. There were these monkeys, and then they're living in, like, I don't know, some place where, like, snows a lot or whatever. And there were these, like, those hot springs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, but only this, only the... Most privileged people, only
and
most privileged monkeys, only the privileged ones can go into the hot springs. But then, so it's like 40, it's like 60 degrees difference in the hot springs or outside. And the poorer monkeys don't get to go inside. And
they're
like pushed out and they're not allowed to be inside and like stay warm.
Very depressing.
So that's very sad. Anyway.
Okay. What were we just talking about? What was the thing I just said? I forgot. Kids are smarter than grown-ups. Yes.
Sometimes.
Adults,
they are smarter. Come on, they live long. They more sense.
Don't tell our parents.
Well, the one kid that can like multiply 2 million. Wait, no, 2 million. No, wait, no. Who can multiply 28,252?
Yeah.
Well, I scratch my foot. Next
See,
question.
See, this is why I was so smart. We scratch our feet.
What?
You just said you scratched your foot.
Is it better to be rich with no friends or poor with many friends? Poor with many friends.
Because
you have a rich friend.
One of those friends are bound to be richer than you guys. So.
You get rich.
Okay, let's play new. Let's do something new. What else can we do? Let's play that question game again. And wait, we should call it something. Another game of wrong answers only.
Wrong.
Becca, quickly. What's 2 plus 2?
I'm not ready. Wait.
That's a boring answer.
No, I'll do it.
Just
do
wait a minute. You think
stop.
This
ask
is my question.
You have to ask.
Oh, you take your own.
Ask me a question.
Why do mice have ears?
When the banana ate the monkey.
Okay,
you ask me a question.
No, you have to ask me a question.
Okay. What do you like wearing?
That's right.
No, more interest.
So ask me a question.
What's outside?
Let's go and ask you. No,
that makes sense.
You asked the wrong question.
What did you say? What did you say?
Wait, like, what did you say?
Lip scrub and ice cream.
Lip scrub and ice cream. Okay, go.
Why is your face blue?
Why should pineapples be on pizza? Wait, that makes sense, kind of. No, it doesn't. It doesn't answer the questions.
Okay.
Okay. Let's play a new game.
Ask me one.
5, 10, 4.
Rainbow's fighting unicorns. Ask me one.
What's the weather outside?
Pencils. Ah, obviously.
No, look, it's a giant pencil raining. Okay, what else can we do?
This is so prepared, guys.
I know.
Can you just tell how this is so scripted?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's do the thing where you have to sing songs, but like be poetic when you sing it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's pick a song.
Raw. Raw. What is raw?
Row.
Oh. Row, row, row your boat.
Row
gently down thy
boat.
Gently down thy stream. Don't forget
to elegantly scream.
Elegantly. How do you elegantly? How do you elegantly scream?
Oh! Oh my!
No, elegantly. Wait, let me try. Oh! Oh! You know there's this thing and it's like caption that says laughs in German.
What?
What? What's a laugh in German?
I don't know, but that's what the caption said. Also, there's this video of someone like eating cereal or something for like a whole 10 minutes, and one of the captions like applause.
He's eating. Oh yeah, we're watching like something that was Chinese, a person's being Chinese. This is in history because we're learning about China and whatever. And then our teacher put the captions on, but he didn't realize that because he thought like. He put the subtitles on because he thought maybe it'll be like an English translation on it. So it was just like auto thingy on. So then it was just English people trying
to see
it. So it was just like these random words all together.
Yeah, because I listen to K-pop, and then sometimes when the auto captions are on, it goes like she ate, and then it says like window seal, nail polish, bowl, fan. I'm just looking at things around here. Vase, lights, roof. Oh, wait, okay, let's play
again. No, why is the sun blue?
Pink. Pink sus. Okay, wait, I have an idea. Yeah, let's see how good we are at reading each other's minds.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we can do the word match thing.
You know, I'm a ventriloquist.
This is my ventriloquist.
Yeah. A ventriloquist.
No, I'm a ventriloquist. Here's my husband right here. Hello!
No, look,
I'm
a ventriloquist. Hi, my name is Jonathan. See? Look, my lips aren't moving. You can't even tell. And look how clear my voice is. And I can sing.
Sorry.
Oh, I know. Okay, I'm about to sing. Mel is about to attempt to sing.
Emergency, guys. Wow, we're hitting 34 minutes. I could also say.
Oh, we should probably stop.
We should.
Okay, guys, let's wrap it up. Nice meeting y'all.
Mel, why is the textbook blue?
The pink goes red. Deep thinking.
All right, okay.
You guys can try and understand us a bit more.
But you'll never succeed.
Yes, because we are the most confusing people.
If you would still like to send us your credit card details, feel free.
Yeah, we're still open. We don't mind if you send us them.
And if you give us money, that would be even better. Because then at least we're not doing something and we feel bad about it. Because you gave us it.
Yeah, but if they give us their details, here, don't do it.
Anyway.
Like and subscribe.
Right, that doesn't work.
Well, that could be our catchphrase. Like and subscribe. Or well, you can't because you're listening to our podcast.
No, review and voicemail.
Yeah, review and voicemail and see us
back. Oh, no, we have 4 reviews and they're all 5 stars, you know. Or something like that.
Well, you'll see us again in a week. So, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. We're back.
It's us.
Well, what are we doing?
We're still in the middle of an episode.
We are, aren't we?
We're back.
Okay, it's us.
Yo, what's up?
I think we're having a food review. Because we promised we would have a food review.
I'm chewing gum.
We're reviewing a
pizza.
Meat lovers pizza.
A certain type of pizza. Before you do that, let's just review the gum.
I know, okay.
Alright,
she is chewing watermelon. Gum
five. gum. That's what it's called.
Let's just call it that.
Very soft texture.
Yeah.
Has that artificial watermelon.
That obviously tastes so much like watermelon. You know, it's like banana lollies. They have a taste, but I think people think it's banana. But it actually doesn't taste like banana.
It's very soft, and I would like it more tougher.
Maybe you've been chewing it for too long.
It's not flavoursome enough.
So what rating, how many stars out of five?
Five, four, and a quarter.
All right, that's pretty good.
Okay, now we're going to do a pizza. So it's meat lover pizza
from a certain brand somewhere.
It's like oven type. Okay, everyone gets to grab a slice.
No, I'm fine. I'm chewing gum.
Okay.
All right, I'll take two slices then.
Mm, is that going to be like a mukbang?
Okay, eat it.
Wait, let me grab it. Hang on.
If you have a mukbang,
what is that?
It's like ASMR.
Okay.
Just chew it.
Okay,
I bet you can really
taste it. It's pretty
good. Tastes good.
It's a bit
cold.
Oniony.
Maybe this was onions?
Yeah, but like, you know.
Should we run the Hawaiian pizza? That one's better.
But you couldn't find any. I think we ate it.
Oh, so we ate it all. Great excuse.
You dropped your pizza!
Yes.
You know what? Let's just keep going with what we're doing. All right. 12 of the most useless office inventions.
Because before we did useless facts. Now we're doing useless office inventions.
Wow.
The first one, the ultimate geek pen.
What's that?
So it has like, it's like a pen that like, when you twist it twist the metal tip one way and you get a ballpoint pen. Twist it the other way and it gets like a stylus tip for touchscreens and laptops and stuff. Press the top button to get a laser pointer. Or press the bottom button to cycle through the UV light and flashlight. Wow, that's fancy.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Just not very useful because I don't really need a pointer for my laptop.
UV light to detect counterfeiting, laser pointer for presentation, flashlight for illumination, stylus tip for PDA and games, ballpoint tip for writing. That's a lot.
That's kind of good because then you can, like, as you're writing, and if you're writing the dark, there's, like, a flashlight.
Oh, yeah, then you don't have to, like...
It's not exactly useless, but yeah. It's a waste of money.
I don't know.
It's probably bad quality because it's also small.
The mobile desk. It literally looks like...
It looks like you're riding on a horse.
It looks like a bicycle seat, kind of. Yeah. And it's got like three wheels at the bottom, like an office chair kind of thing.
And there's a
and
seat.
It's got like a thing that
or
comes...
Or the table connected.
Yeah, or the table.
And then and that's so smart. Not the watch.
You jacket. Can travel around your workplace without having to leave your workplace or desk behind. Also, like... If you need to go to someone in like, the office.
You have to wheel around. Yeah, like it's electric. Like.
You look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like,
it literally says that right here.
What? Oh, wait.
Oh, it does
surely
look like
surely this
one.
Is a better solution to prevent oneself from looking like an idiot.
What? In what resembles a portable child's high chair. It does look like a high chair. Like, it's a chair and a table thing.
Okay, next one.
The watch jacket. So, it is literally a...
Is that a jacket with a hole in it?
No, it's a jacket, but it looks like a hole, but it's actually a see-through panel.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to, like, roll up your sleeves to show, like, your amazing watch.
Now it looks like you're a poor person and you have a hole
in it. And
then
it says that, caution, you might find yourself being the center of all office tricks.
That's kind of true.
Okay, and then the cable drop. Are you tired of retrieving your laptop cable from the floor? Do you constantly battle with careless coworkers who keep nudging those wires away from your reach? What you need is a cable drop. Cable drop prevents your cables from dropping off your desk. With a wide range of colors available, the cable drop will blend harmoniously with your decor and match your furniture. Alternatively, you can bring this pesky problem to the attention of clumsy individuals. So basically, it's like not a clip. It's just like... Something else. It's like a thing.
My chest.
You can kind of click your wire into it, kind of.
Oh yeah. And now like the kids in the car / the room.
I think.
I don't think we're changing our name though.
Yeah, but we're not in the car, so.
Hmm. Yeah, but if you call yourself something like, I know there's some place that's like. The Garden of Life or something. That doesn't mean you're actually the Garden of Life. It's just a name.
You should be called the Monkeys on Hawaii or something.
No, the kids in the car. You know, where should we go? Santa's kids in the car.
No, with the, what?
We could be Santa's kids.
Children, children. Next one.
No, not next one. Let's do something else.
Oh, come on.
I'm getting bored.
Ooh, wait, see, wait, some of them are really good, right?
Okay, wait, this one. The USB cup warmer. So, it's a USB, and you plug it in, and it warms your cup. It's literally got this little metal thingo at the bottom, and you put your cup on top of it to warm it up. All right, the USB fridge. Oh, so it's literally just like a mini fridge,
you plug
basically,
it
and you plug it into your laptop or something, and it keeps your drink cool. So it's like the opposite of the
cup warmer. It's like about the size, a bit bigger than
that. Welcome to my land.
Yeah, like there's a can inside of it.
They have no idea that I'm down like here. I'm but upside down right now.
It's literally
I'm like underneath the chairs. What are you saying, Mel? Wait a minute. Whoa. What were you saying?
Nothing.
All right.
We'll listen to it later.
Okay. As I was saying.
You're so weird. Go close the door. You are banished. Out.
It's my iPad.
That doesn't matter. All right. Next one, the shoe umbrella. You guys should search this up. It's literally just like...
Umbrellas connected to your shoe?
Yeah, so on the tips of your shoes.
Just, you look kind of weird just walking around.
I don't know, people take so many photos. Okay, next one. The remote headband. So, it is like... What? Wait. So you won't lose it because you can Velcro it to like a headbandy thing. And it also like... It's a headband, and it goes on your chin. Like, yeah, how many remotes do you have?
You have, like, the TV.
No, we have two TVs.
The garage.
Yeah, the garage. There's, like, three. That's it.
There's, like, a little
people button. No, to press it, yeah.
Oh, and other things.
That's literally all like, the remotes
you
have.
But if you could just Velcro it to, like, your head, then why don't you just Velcro it to the wall?
True. Genius.
I'm on the microphone again.
Oi.
Hey, you came here last.
The keyboard...
Ahem,
children, the keyboard dinner holder.
Oh.
It's like a boxy kind of thing you put over your keyboard that's see-through. So then you can still type and stuff.
Dinner on top.
But then you put your dinner on top.
Or lunch.
Also, so it doesn't, like, put stuff on the computer.
You're gonna, like, lift your hand. It's all good for.
No, not really. If you go like this, you're not gonna go like...
No, if you're typing... Not ever... Like, if you're typing, you don't do this. You, like, lift it up. Like, start typing.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, start typing and then stop. Yes, you left your hand like
yeah, but that's like just a little way up.
Like it'll be up here somewhere.
Okay.
After.
It's gonna be annoying, that's all I'm saying. You feel really restricted.
That's why it's a useless item.
Okay. Which is why I'm naming the floor. Stop disagreeing with me. You're like,
Oi.
I'm spinning.
I'm sorry.
Hey, let me hold it.
No, I'm
holding
it.
I'm more responsible than you.
No.
Just kind of, I'm not part of this fight.
Yes, she is. She's just adding fuel to
the fire. Let go, Becca! Let go!
Oh, Becca! Becca's killing the cat! She stabbed it with a knife!
Okay, the steering wheel laptop desk. Oh, so it's like a desk you put under your steering wheel.
That's
wait,
stupid.
Are you not supposed to, like, go on your phone or whatever
well,
while you drive?
Well, obviously, that's the homeless people. They
live in a car. That's disclaimer, that. We are not being rude to homeless people. We're not trying to offend you in any way. They might listen to it.
No, homeless people aren't always, like, poor.
I know.
Like, they can afford cars and they have all these other solutions.
But they just don't have a house.
Like no, it's just a cheaper alternative.
Yeah.
Still.
Okay. Let's see.
You know, we could, like...
Never mind.
All right. Like, I always thought the homeless people were, like...
The USB heating warm slippers. So, it's USB that connects to, like, these UGG boots. And you put your feet in the UGG boots and they get warm. Kind of like the... Kind of like the cup warming one.
Don't run over my foot. I'm not trying to purpose.
The cup cooler. No, but this is kind of the same because it makes it warm. So, yeah. Oh, okay. Next one. The Babbel voice privacy system.
What?
So, it... Wait, what? Oh, so you... When you talk... Wait.
I'll be back.
Oh, it says, everyone knows working leads to stress, but have you ever wanted to vent this stress publicly in your office? Are you scared that management will overhear, resulting in you being jobless? So the Babbel voice privacy system just makes it so, like, you can talk, but all the other people can hear is, like, muttering and stuff, and, like, they can't really hear what you're saying. They just hear, like, a mumbling sound
wait,
or
so
something.
Who are you talking to?
Huh?
So if you want to have a private conversation.
No, so, like... Oh, I guess so. Maybe. I don't know.
Hi, I came
same.
Back. I got water.
Oh, no.
Two people.
What? You guys can share one.
No.
Your siblings.
So?
I spilled some.
Why did I spill
some? You can do it from that side.
You can share.
Okay.
And
all right. I got the water.
Yeah, true. She got the water, so she can have it.
That was excluding.
That's okay. I only drank half of it. You can have the rest. Okay, that is the 12. That is it. The 12 most useless office inventions. Yes, we did do our 12.
Really? Or Mario's compound. Okay.
We did.
Let's do something else.
All right, what do you want to do?
Let's talk about stories.
Okay, this is the section where we think about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Great.
Wait. What? I'm just going to look at this. It says... No, guys. Oh, wait, no, there's some other things. What? The ropeless skipping rope? What's the point of that? Aren't you supposed to skip over it?
Yeah. I think it's just a jumping thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you literally just jump.
It's literally just like handles and stuff. It's not the same.
Look, just saying.
Wait, there's an I Am Rich app. Just saying,
in case you wonder what I'm laughing about, we're scrolling down a website and on one of the ads has a picture of Mr. Beast, but that's fine.
Yep. Okay.
He's always
one of them
the
is an
ice.
I Am Rich app. But then it was not practical and was removed from the App Store after one day. Wow. It's just like I Am Rich and that is it. There's look, it's a goldfish walker.
What is it called?
I Am Rich.
Okay, so it costs $1,000 and it's called I Am Rich. And it's called I Am Rich because you pay $1,000 and you use it. That's why it's called I Am Rich.
What's on the app? Nothing. Wow.
Okay.
How many people bought it?
So, goldfish walker. It's literally a fish tank on wheels and got like a leafy sheet.
That's like a baby walker.
Yeah, you could like put a child in there. Noodle fan. So it connects to your chopsticks and it blows on your noodles.
So
it causes
heavy. So then your chopsticks gonna be like.
Barefoot shoes. So it's like the outside of a shoe, but not the bottom of a shoe.
Interesting.
So it looks like you're walking around wearing shoes, but you're actually not.
That's kind of good because I don't like wearing shoes sometimes.
Yeah.
But at school, you can just put your shoes on so you don't have to wear shoes.
Oh, this is great. It's an iPotty. So it is a potty for like babies and stuff, but it's got like an iPad attached to it. So they can use the iPod while on the potty. That's great. Yay. We need that.
Guys,
and that is
little
it.
Little kids shouldn't just be on the iPad.
Yeah.
Just a second.
Okay.
How many minutes are we hitting?
I don't know. Something.
Let's
who knows?
Talk about.
There are other pointless things. They could be working
on,
but like, who cares? Because
it's quite pointless.
But then why is it me?
Ha ha ha! So funny,
I
Becca.
Know.
Not.
Okay. Should we try not to laugh stuff?
Nah.
Why not?
You know, some people have really weird laughs. They're like,
no.
Mel. She just like broke it.
Jeez,
whoa.
You know, it's like the wheelie chairs. She had two of them. One, she was lying with her head down on one of them, like at the bottom. And she was like putting her legs up on top of another chair. With her butt sticking down in the middle.
Okay, so
and then
let me
she
explain.
Tipped the chair over
no,
and died.
Let me explain.
I didn't die.
Let me explain Maya's part of the story. I'm relaxing, and then Becca comes along, and I fall down.
Oh.
So obviously I think it's Becca, because her hand was on the chair, and it just so
I'm
happened
just
to fall down.
Steady it.
Steady when it was already steady. Makes sense.
Right.
And by making it steady, it falls out. I see. It makes
not
so
have
much.
Problems.
No, well, you have problems.
Yeah.
Anyone who tries to kill people has problems.
Ugh.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a paper airplane.
Paper airplanes are really, like, bad.
What you do?
They're bad for your health.
Okay, everybody, get a piece of paper.
Ba, ba, ba,
so we're gonna supply two pieces of paper. So we're not gonna stick it up. At least Tammy's not gonna make it. So
okay,
everyone, fold it in half.
Wait, I have
half. Like that.
Oh, welcome to
Beast
Uniting
again.
Westmeath. A new community designed
here.
For
we're
connecting.
Sponsored.
In the heart of Western Sydney, Uniting Westmead brings together retirement living and hope, mate. retirement living, and home care services hashtag assisted loving. Sponsored. Stop saying hashtag, that's overused.
No, we haven't used it in this episode, so. I'm pretty sure not, at least.
Yeah. No, but like, as you talk, you get to have it, and then you sound.
Okay, Tammy, what have you come up with?
A community for caring.
I have a community for living.
Okay, I have the funniest jokes ever, according to this website. Okay. First of all, there is another Mr. Beast ad. Can you shush me? Okay, your ad is over. Alright, next first one. I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high. She looks surprised. Whatever. Okay. Oh, and the Lord said unto John, come forth and you will receive eternal life. But John came fifth and won a toaster. Come forth, like fourth place. Uh-huh. That's kind of sad if you win the toaster. I threw a boomerang a few years ago. I now live in constant fear.
Because it's always
going to
come back.
Lol. My wife accused me of being immature. I told her to get out of my fort. I don't really get that one.
Yeah, because he's basically making a castle.
He's making
a castle.
Oh, that makes sense.
That doesn't make sense.
You're just not funny.
You don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You need a parachute to go skydiving twice. Because you're going to die.
Oh, yeah, because the first time you can just die. The second time you have to be alive.
What?
What?
Well, you could skydive while your dad, someone pushes you out of the plane, but that would just be me.
My grandfather has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So he stole the lion's heart and he's banned from the zoo.
Women only call me ugly until they find out how much money I make. Then they call me ugly and poor. That's sad.
Aww.
That's just sad.
Funny.
How many Germans does it take to screw in a light bulb? One, they're efficient and not very funny. Okay, because of those jokes, like, you're not completely useless. You can always serve as a bad example.
Nice.
It's badum ch, not badum ching. It's not bang bang ching, whatever. I broke my finger last week. On the other hand, I'm okay.
Ha 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 ha. Fake laugh. Wow, beautiful bubbles you're blowing.
A Roman legionnaire walks into a bar, holds up two fingers and says, five beers, please. Oh, because it's a V.
Yeah.
And then in Roman, it's...
Oh, just saying, I bought creams yesterday.
Ooh.
Thought you all had to know that.
Okay.
By what?
Someone stole my Microsoft Office and they're going to pay. You have my word.
Ha,
with a capital W.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, and then in the comments it says, you excel at these jokes. Working in a mirror factory is something I can totally see myself doing.
Ha
ha. Ha, ha. We're just fake laughing at everything. Just say no to drugs. Well, if I'm talking to my drugs, I probably already said yes. Because if you're like drunk or drugs, then you talk to your drugs. Oh, this is an older she one. I don't know. I've heard this a lot. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it.
Oh, yeah, Hebrew. That one.
Is he even in Hebrews?
He brews it.
What if the Jets
in... Oh, that's not a great one. What did the pirate say when he turned 80? I'm 80. Oh, I'm 80. I'm 80. I'm 80.
I'm 80.
Why do cows wear bells? Because the horns don't work.
Okay.
But, like, do cows even wear bells?
Oh, it says cows.
I know, do cows?
Yeah.
No, that's the joke.
Do they?
No, the cows do wear bells.
They do?
Yeah.
Wait, let's see.
You guys are very uneducated.
Hang on, I'm going to search this.
Like, cowbell.
Ah. Okay.
Cows wear bells. Called cowbells. That's why they're called cowbells, because cows wear them.
A lot of cows that I've seen do not wear bells, but okay.
Maybe it's probably
Just search up cows. We don't come up with the cow with the bells.
What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bike and a poorly dressed man on a unicycle? Attire.
These jokes are getting a bit.
I entered 10 puns in a pun contest, hoping one would win, but no pun intended. No pun intended.
Remember, no pun intended.
Yes, I know.
What?
Do you get the joke?
Yeah.
No pun intended. Oh, that's great. We have a genetic predisposition for diarrhea. Runs in our genes. It's just like, oh, that's great. I didn't hear about that one. Yeah.
Carbon.
Chin.
I took the... Yes, it does matter. I took the shell off my racing snail. I think he'll make him run faster. If anything, it makes him more sluggish.
These jokes are just getting, more annoying.
I know. Why should you never date a tennis player? Because love means nothing to them. Doesn't love mean, zero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something? And I have no idea. I'm not tennis.
That's sad.
I, for one, like Roman numerals.
I, for one, because I
equals one. I feel bad for the homeless guy, but I feel really bad to the homeless guy's dog because he must be thinking, man, this is the longest walk ever.
What?
Because you don't go, home or whatever. You just, keep walking around or something. I don't know.
I remember there was this thing.
Again, we have nothing against homeless people.
I don't know where it was posted, but someone was like, I can't remember the day when someone gave me free Starbucks, and then posted this on Twitter, and it was a picture of him giving the guy Starbucks, and it said, I love feeding the homeless.
Were they homeless?
No.
That's kind of sad.
I mean, free Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, though.
My friend gave me his EpiPen as he was dying. It seemed very important to him that I have it. That's so sad. You could have saved him from dying. You're like, oh, thanks for the EpiPen. And they're like, no, use it on me. It's like, thank you so much. They're like, they're just dying. It's kind of
sad. Me and Tammy
don't
try to use an EpiPen.
Because we're good children. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a great joke. You know what they say about cliffhangers?
What?
So you don't know what happens.
How do you start?
Wait, hang on. There's one up there before, and it was two hunters are out for a walk or something, and one of them drops dead or something. One of the other hunter calls 000 or something like that, and says 911, same thing, and says, my friend just died. What do I do? And the person on the other side's like, first make sure he's dead. The silence, and then a bang. It's like, yep, okay, now what?
I know, I saw that one somewhere.
Me too.
What's green? Fuzzy. And if it fell out of a tree, it would kill you. I want Becca to figure this one out.
Green, fuzzy. Green, fuzzy, and would kill you if you fall out of a tree.
If it fell out of a tree.
Yeah.
Tell you?
Sure.
A pool table. Because, you could say it's like, what is brown, thing. Makes music, and... If it fell out of a tree, it will kill you. A piano.
Well, that's easy to make music.
Yeah, I know, but what if it was makes really nice sound or something? I don't know.
It could be a harp.
Anyway, to the handicapped guy who stole my bag, you can hide, but you can't run.
These jokes are kind of getting boring now.
I know. I'm
doing. I like them. I like them. I love them.
Wow.
Oh, we should probably stop. This is getting very long.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Whoa. Are we going now?
We're going to do a like and subscribe section.
Okay. Alright, okay, guys. Write a review.
I'm going to end it before Becca.
No.
Like and subscribe.
No! Write a review.
Don't worry. We're going to bleep that.
Send in a voicemail. Write a review.
Like and subscribe.
I don't know. Yeah. Something.
You can still send us your credit.
Yeah, voicemail us your credit card details. We don't mind. We won't tell it to anyone. Obviously, guys, right?
Wait,
guys,
I'm flying down.
Okay. Mel's gonna knock over another chair or something.
I have to do my geography.
Oh, Mel, how could you? That wasn't me at all. Alright, are we gonna end it?
Definitely not.
Okay. Bye. Goodbye.
Hang up.